Our producer, Matt, is fearless. He will throw himself into any situation, even this one.
Yeah.
Where he can go to Fenway Park after the Sox game, and he can ask people to read a script for Sox Nation. We want to pump it up.
Mm-hmm.
These are hardcore Sox fans. You know them when you're walking by them at Fenway.
Yes.
He hands them a script, and they realize halfway through it's actually a pro-Yankee script. Mm. The concept is simple, but it always goes in the direction we hope it does.
Uh-huh.
A chance to mess with Sox fans.
What's your name?
Evan.
Evan, where are you from?
Andover.
Big Red Sox fan?
Hell yeah. Bigger than big.
Did you have fun at the game today?
I had a hell of a time.
There you go. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Well, so could you just read a quick script to help pump up Red Sox Nation for me?
Yeah, I got you. Listen up, Boston. My name is Evan from Andover, and I love the Red Sox.
Woo!
In this divisive political time, it's important that we have sports to remind us that there's room for peace in the world. As a gesture of goodwill, I shall now remove my Boston Red Sox hat and place it in my New York Yankees hat. Oh, you, man.
Here you go.
So he takes his hat off and you hand him a Yankees hat.
He actually did have the hat and was reaching out to grab the other one before he saw what it was.
Oh my God.
What? I ain't wearing that.
Wait, just put it
out of here.
Wait, what's the matter?
Get out of here.
So why won't you put on the Yankees hat?
The Yankees. Get out of here. Trick me. Son of a bitch. Get out of here.
I tricked you?
Yeah, you did.
He takes it so personally.
So good.
All in the name of world peace, by the way.
Uh-huh.
All you have to do is put
I didn't
on
see
the hat.
That Yankees hat, so you tricked me.
But you took off the hat. It's a good sign of peace.
Go the Yankees. Get out of my face.
What's wrong with the Yankees?
Get the out of my face, man. Off, bro.
You haven't told me what's wrong with the Yankees.
Everything. Off.
Go Yankees.
Yes. Two-face. Get out of my face.
He sounds so personally hurt
I
by
know.
It. Everything. Okay? Everything.
Peace.
Then producer Matt ran into these guys.
Hell yeah.
Sox are the best team ever there is.
Sox are in the world.
Hey, Sox.
What are your names?
Tom.
Joe.
I'm Adam.
Where are you guys from?
New Hampshire.
Yeah, and you big Sox fans?
Big Sox fans.
Plymouth State, baby. Plymouth State.
Plymouth State.
So I'm going to have you read a quick paragraph
You're
for me, all right?
Oh, boy.
Oh, what's up, Boston? It's Tom from Plymouth State, the biggest Sox fan on the planet. Mookie Betts is on the best hitters in baseball, and maybe one day he'll be as good as the legendary Alex Rodriguez. A-Rod sucks, man. What are you having me read? A-Rod was my favorite player. Oh, that's horse. I'm not reading that.
You just have to say A-Rod is your favorite player.
I'm not reading that. A-Rod sucks.
What are you doing? You got the Sox.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Sounds like he's got a sausage in his mouth. Whoa, 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 whoa. What are you doing?
Well, here. But hey, he doesn't have a hat on, so here. I got one for you right here. I don't want it.
A-Rod sucks. You get the no.
This garbage. I'll see you later.
Sucks.
Yeah, but you just said he's your favorite player.
No, I didn't.
You're a bum.
You're a bum.
You're a bum.
This is bad radio.
I love that every single friend had to say the line, you're a bum. It was like a harmony. You're a bum, you're a bum, you're a bum.
Gotcha journalism.
I'm just trying to be. I'm just
gotcha. Gotcha journalism.
I'm just trying to be supportive of everybody.
Get out of here. You're a idiot.
Your mother.
Seriously, get the
That's amazing. Gotcha journalism.
Yeah, they're so seriously angry. I love it. I love your gotcha journalism.
Right. They're press. This is fake news, everybody.
You read it, right? Producer Matt just gave you the script.
Yeah, exactly. He said Alex Rodriguez was his favorite player.
So good. Now,
what we're finding is it's more and more of a challenge to pull this off because so many people recognize producer Matt.
I love it.
What's your name?
My name's Matt.
Matt, where are you from?
I'm from Charlestown.
You a big Sox fan?
Absolutely.
All right, great. Well, you're perfect then to read the script for me.
You would set me up if I didn't listen to 103 and I know what you're about to say.
Uh-oh. Wait, what am I about to say?
You're about to prank me. I've heard this on the radio before.
I told you.
Producer Matt. I've heard it on the radio before. 103.3 amp radio. You guys are Wow Rover. I know who you are. Shout out advertisement. Let me get paid. Hey, you're getting too popular. I've heard it before.
All right, well, that's fine. Well, what do you want to say then on 103.3 amp radio?
Red Sox Nation. Yankees suck.
No. Just too popular, Matt. That is a problem. It's a side effect of getting too many listeners. But hey, you know, there's still plenty of Sox fans we can grab out there.
That's right. Red Sox Nation is huge.
That's right. This is 103.3 Amp Radio, the only place you can hear the Fenway Yank prank. I don't get tired of that for some reason.
Not at all.
I just can't hear enough of it.
Nope.
This is Amp Radio.